Renowned folk musician and peace activist Joan Baez was celebrated at an event in Dublin last night. President Michael D. Higgins and a host of stars, including Hozier and Len Hansard, attended the screening of a documentary about her life at the Lighthouse Cinema. Speaking to our reporter Laura Fletcher, the 83-year-old spoke of her music, legacy and activism.
It occurs to me that the activism came a teeny bit earlier than the songs and the guitar and the ukulele and all of it. And then all I can tell you is I had to, you know, from when I was 8 and my parents joined the Quaker church, it was learning about violence and nonviolence and nation state versus human beings. And I found that all through the years, I've been the happiest and felt the most reason to be here when I was doing music and activism at the same time.
You walked alongside Martin Luther King. You performed at many historic events. We know you for your activism and your opposition to enlisting in the Vietnam War. And you went to jail for some time, as did your husband. But you were also drawn to come to Ireland, you know, in the middle of the Troubles. Was the Irish story and the Irish struggle, I suppose, why was that something that you were drawn to, that you wanted to kind of devote your time to as well?
First of all, I had to get myself invited. You can't just barge in on those things, so I got the right contact to say, would you have them invite me properly? It was so clear to me that it was a place that I belong. One, it was with women, which was delightful. It was nonviolent, and it was in action. And I just really wanted to be there with them, the peace women.
There's this documentary about your life, and there's also a biopic of Bob Dylan, in which you're being played, which is kind of, we're hearing about an award season. And so your life is appearing, obviously you're used to the stage, but now it's on the screen in many ways, both, I suppose, acted and you telling your own story. And that relationship with Bob Dylan is something that comes up in the film as well. And you do admit that he broke your heart.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, I think that people saying those things, it's important, instead of pretending that you weren't affected by it all, yeah. But you know, I have to say it's long gone now.
In terms of performing, you know, you performed up until recently, but you seem to have decided that those days are perhaps behind you. Was that interlinked with making the documentary, or how did you feel about making a decision about continuing to perform?
Yeah, it was linked to the documentary. Originally, the documentary was going to document the last year, you know, my last tour. And then as we were moving along with that, because it did that, I also said, you know what, here's the key to my storage unit. And the directors walked in and just, you know, it's a director's dream and a director's nightmare, because there was so much stuff. And yes, and then I think, as I mentioned in the documentary, it was getting harder and harder to sing in a way that I enjoyed. It had begun so effortlessly 50 years ago, and then, you know, then it was a struggle, and I wasn't, you know, I moved on to other things, I'm happy to say, because I didn't know what it would be like. I thought, oh, I'm going to really miss this, and I haven't missed it.
So, I mean, there's a new chapter now. How are you feeling about this new chapter in your life?
I'm enjoying the hell out of this new chapter in my life. I've had time to paint, and I've had 2 exhibits. I have time to make that crazy upside-down drawing book, which is another part of my brain, and then the poetry book, which just came out, and now it's re-showing the film, which I think is wonderful. It's still reaching out in different areas of the world, and I'll show up.
Joan Baez speaking to our reporter Laura Fletcher in Dublin last night.